Right, let's move on and take another phone call. Who's on the line that I press now?
Hi.
Hi, you're through to Dr. Answers. What's your name?
It's Arthur.
Arthur, and where are you calling from, Arthur?
And
what's your question, Arthur?
What is with seeing the moon in the daytime?
Well, you know when you're early for something, you just kind of wait there. You know, maybe you'd get a paper or something or just walk around the block. But obviously the moon can't do that, so it just silently waits, which is a bit weird. I mean, it is weird when people do that. But at least you know where they are. And I think he's just waiting. I mean, he can't be late, so it's better, you know, if he's early, that's kind of his own fault.
Yeah.
It's his own time he's wasting. We just have to ignore him.
I thought it might have been the ghost of the night before's moon.
No, because there are no ghosts, remember, so...
Not even a moon.
It couldn't be the ghost of the moon, because, you know...
Or like a photograph in the sky.
Yeah, but then anything could be a photograph in the sky, couldn't it?
Cloud.
Well, a cloud, or, you know, the sky.
Yeah, big blue photograph.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, but what, the moon being out in the daytime, you know, just ignore him. A bit like if you're sat in a reception and there's just a man in the corner who nobody knows why he's there. And if he's just sat there quietly, there's no need to move him on until, you know, the office shuts.
Right. All right.
Well, thanks for ringing. I'm glad we sorted that out.
All right.
Okay, well, cheerio. Yeah. Bye. Okay, let's move on to another caller. Hello, your light's flashing. Would you speak?
Hello.
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 Hi, you're through to Dr. Answers.
My name's Jane, and I'm calling from Redditch.
Hi, Jane, what's the question?
I was wondering how do plants know how to grow upwards? They're not told by anyone to grow upwards, are they? I know that once they come out of the ground, they know to go towards the light because of the photosynthesis, but I meant when they were seeds, when they're actually under the ground, how do they know which way's up?
Well, the sad truth here is that actually seeds just grow in any direction, and we only know about the ones that grow above the surface. And in fact, under the soil is just a horrible carnage of dead and dying plant shoots in all directions, just growing mindlessly into each other. We should be grateful that we live on the surface where such scenes are much less common. So the answer is, without light, they just mindlessly grow straight into each other in a way which sickens the soul. Mm. But thankfully, plants can't feel pain, so yeah.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi there.
Hi, you're on Doctor Answers.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
It's Richard.
Richard. Hi, Richard. And what's your question?
What with lifts falling left, right, and centre these days? What are they?
I haven't heard any. I haven't heard about the lifts.
Sorry.
Do you mean like lifts in buildings?
Yeah, elevators.
I haven't heard about them falling or anything.
Well, maybe it's a dream. Anyway, would it be a good idea for a building to use one of those twisty screw things that they use to lift water out of?
Oh, well, like an Archimedes screw.
Yeah, that's what it's called, yeah. Yeah, a screw can't plummet to the ground.
Well, those things are used to raise water. And I guess you could use one as a lift.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't really be very comfortable because everyone in it would have to behave like a liquid.
Right.
And you'd just be tumbling and rolling and cascading into each other as you wound your way to the top. I think it would probably be quite unpopular.
True. But if it stopped, instead of, like in a lift where if it goes wrong, you plummet to the ground and your shins go through your chin, with this Archimedes screw, you just gracefully slide down like you were at Swindon Oasis on the white water slide, but you'd be wearing a business suit. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah, but what would happen at the bottom?
I don't know, just grab my mat and have another go.
Yeah, I was thinking about the pile of bodies.
You're a bit weird.
No, there'd just be a clog of a man clog. I think that'd be worse than just breaking your limbs. Lifts can't fall. They've got locking things that mean they can't fall. I think, to be honest, I don't think lifts do fall. I think it happened in a film,
But
that's about it.
So no to the screw thing?
I think a no to the screw. I mean, it would be good, but I don't feel like, you know, doing a forward roll into a businesswoman.
No.
You know, every morning.
Yeah.
You know, that would get to you. Do you worry about the lifts?
Yeah, a lot.
And too many stairs?
Yes, yeah, quite tiring. I'm often late. Probably you should work in a lower building. Maybe underground. Oh, but then I'd have to come out. I don't know. Just work on the streets. Any ideas?
No, not really.
Fine then.
Okay, well, thanks for ringing.